Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy first Tuesday in May. Welcome to the Met Gala Extravaganza with your hosts, Claudia and Jackie O. Morning Toast, original recipe.
Yes, I am here for people listening on the podcast. Happy to get a word in.
Yeah, good luck trying for the rest of the show. I have been so enwrapped in the Met Gala.
You have been quaking, shooketh, obsessed, wrapped up in the Met Gala.
I was really like looking forward to it. I was telling you that yesterday. Like, I'm just looking forward to like sitting on my couch and judging. But I just didn't see me getting so invested in the whole thing. And from, you know, of course, the outfits to the dueling live streams. Like, I have so many thoughts.
Uh-huh.
First on how E! Like completely dropped the ball. Maybe one of their worst pre-shows ever.
Why?
It ended before the Kardashians showed up. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's like a cable restriction. The Kardashians were like, whatever. Like, fix it. Fix it. Two, do you know how many people they got wrong? Everyone thought this guy, Frederick Robertson, was Jared Leto, so that wasn't their fault. They didn't know who Venus Williams was. They couldn't name the designer, Anne Lowe. Even I know that. She had a whole room at the Met. Like, there was no research done, and it was just, they had this, like,
whose fault was it? The hosts, the producers in there?
Everyone. How do you not know Anne Lowe? Like, I literally watched one TikTok about, like, the Met exhibit.
Yeah.
And I learned who Anne Lowe was. She was an amazing black designer who got no recognition, so now she's getting recognition. She made Jackie O's wedding dress. So they were talking about like the inspiration of this woman, and they gave her a story, and they didn't know her name, which is just like disrespectful.
Yeah.
And they had this like hologram machine, which was like their claim to fame. You know, they always have like weird tech. Sometimes it's good. Of course, the glam cam comes to mind. But like every time...
The mani cam was a low for society.
I completely agree. The mani cam.
This is what we need more of. Your fingers walking.
So they had this... Every time someone new would show up, they'd like get a hologram of them in the studio. And like Xana Roberts would like talk about the meaning. And it just like wasn't that cool. And they were so delayed. Like Vanessa Hudgens being the first one there because she hosted part of the Vogue stream was the best thing that ever happened to her because she literally was on the E! Stream for 2 hours. Vanessa Hudgens just hit the carpet. Really, I saw her on Twitter literally 3 hours ago. So it was just not premium. Maybe they didn't get like premium footage. I don't know. It was bad.
Okay. I guess we're going to just jump right into Met Gala.
No. So we're going to go. First story is our looks.
Everything. We're going to go through everyone. I was so busy last night. I haven't really had a chance. I've been looking this morning, but like to really ruminate. So I'm going to be making some decisions on the spot about best and worst looks. And I'm really excited to look through everything. But it was Zach's birthday last night. So we went out to dinner. Plus, I was powering through this book for the redheads. And I just have to say, I'm kind of loving it.
I saw your Instagram.
It took a turn for the better. And like, there's definitely issues with the book. Like, it's extremely verbose. It's not that really well written. But, like, the love story is, like, really a slow burn. And the build-up, like, there's so many conversations that eventually lead to them getting together. I hate when in books it's, like, we went from enemies to lovers in, like, two scenes.
Agreed.
It's taking, like, months. And it's the payoff. I'm at 80%. And I'm so excited to finish it today.
Oh, good.
I'm really, I didn't see that for myself. Like, when I first started it, like, yesterday I would have rated it a 2. Right. Today it's creeping up on a 4.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
So I was really busy with that last night, and I didn't get a chance to, like, be the Met Gala stalker, but I am really excited to go through all the looks. Even this morning, I've seen some that I didn't see last night, and I'm pleasantly surprised, and we'll go through. Also, I need to, like, talk everything through in order to know how I feel.
Agreed completely, you know? Even though, like, some of my best and some of my worst are immediately coming to mind.
And I do feel like since you've been, you know, on the horn all night, like, you might have some of the history and references that I don't have.
Yes, for some of them. And I just wanted to give a preface. Thank you for saying that. Like, before we dive in, like, first of all, we are not making fun of anyone personally. We're just talking about clothing, and you cannot get offended.
And if you get an invitation to the Met Gala, like, you are fair game.
Agreed. And we're not making fun of you. We're making fun of your clothes. Huge, you know,
which important. Which you likely had no say in.
Very important, yes. And the other thing I wanted to say was I know a little bit about, like, I might say something's not on theme, but then, like, you know, an art history major would tell me that it is on theme. This is my knowledge, to my knowledge. And yes, thank you. That's my disclaimer before the show. And yes,
when the art history majors come in and show us how it's on theme, I do see it. But for the lay person, we should be able to see that something's on theme without needing a degree in art history from Wesleyan.
I completely agree.
So those are my favorite looks, where it's like the art history majors appreciate it, the lay person appreciates it, and it's nice to look at.
And as a lay person, I'm feeling very lay, you know?
We are the lay people.
Lay. Also, just like for the Met Gala as a whole, before we dive into the looks, I thought it was such an interesting evening because I always feel like the after party looks are like such a moment. And I woke up this morning and I had to like search hard for them. I didn't really see a lot of them.
I haven't seen one. I forgot that even happened.
I know. And like,
did Kim have an after party look?
I didn't see. I saw Kendall did. I didn't see Kylie. I saw Hailey Bieber. I saw Billie Eilish. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like the after parties weren't as like bustling.
Or it just hasn't come out yet. Like maybe they're still partying.
Maybe.
Probably not. But I totally forgot that was a thing.
Right. No. And they're usually like fun because they don't have to stick to the theme. And it's just like fun out club fashion.
Or it's like the look I almost wore. But right. I know for Kim and Kylie in the past, it's like I wasn't sure which one I was going to wear to what. So it's cool to see what else they were working on.
Yeah. But I didn't see like a ton of footage. I just thought that was interesting.
That is interesting. We were on Page Six this morning and there was nothing.
Right.
Yet. Except for like Kim's personal after party. Kim literally could be an entire episode today. There's so much to unpack.
It's also just crazy how, first of all, they were the dead last people on the carpet. And the carpet is so chaotic. And part of the reason I like watching the stream and I ended up switching to Vogue, which was very good, is because everyone's really equal at the Met Gala. Like no matter how famous you are, you have to wait in line. And even on the carpet, there's like 6 or 7 spots that you go to get photographed. And okay, let's say you go to spot one and then you're moving to spot two, but someone is still doing their photos in spot two. You, like as an A-lister, have to like take a step back and you're in the background of all the pictures just kind of waiting, and it's awkward and it's like very humbling for all these celebrities who, you know, don't misstep ever. So my favorite part of watching the live stream was seeing like all the celebrities having to act like real people in the background, like waiting in line, having trouble getting up the stairs, waiting for someone to pass. And then when Kim and Pete came, there was not one human being on the carpet. When like even the biggest celebrities who came, there must have been like 10 people on the carpet. Handlers, publicists, photographers, other celebrities. Kim and Pete had it all to themselves, and then the stream ended. It was just so crazy how she went from being, first of all, her first Met Gala, like the memes, the Givenchy, like the couch, everyone hated it, to literally like the party don't start till Kim walks in.
Yeah.
And I was thinking how Emma Chamberlain literally got there at 6 o'clock and Kim rolled in at 9:30. And it's like, what are all these people doing inside? Is it like cocktail hour?
Yeah, I'm sure pictures, mulling about, checking out the exhibit. If I were going to the Met Gala, but I'm not Kim Kardashian, like it actually behooves you to get there earlier because yes. Then people see your look so many times while waiting to see everybody else's that they age fondly in my mind. Like Vanessa Hudgens,
yeah.
If she had just been with the rest of the pack, I would barely have noticed her. But now I was forced to look at her dress so many times that it really grew on me. And that always happens with Emma Chamberlain. She's a very prompt girly.
Well, she's prompt because
she's always like hosting.
She was the Vogue last year and this year, Instagram or TikTok live stream.
Doing double duty. And I always wind up loving her look because I've seen it so many times.
Yes, I was actually talking to a friend of mine yesterday who is a publicist, and she was basically explaining how, like, unless you're Pete and Kim, if you get there at the very end, like, the photographers have been there all day. Like, they are uploading, like, many times throughout the night. That's how we get photos so fast. But, like, if you're at the very end, like, they're done. Like, they go home, they have dinner, they take a shower, and, like, then they upload your photos, and you're very much, like, an afterthought. So the timing, even though it sucks to get there early because you're mulling about for 3 hours, you really do get so much more coverage.
Like, if you're a thirst monster. And
yeah, if you need the thirst.
And it's, like, not clear how much coverage you're going to get. Like, for Kim and Pete, they would wait all night. But
yep, then I also felt like people in the middle who aren't major stars or didn't have major looks, like, really got lost. Like, for me, who comes to mind as someone who got, like, totally lost is Elizabeth James. Is that her name? Pam and Tommy?
Lily James.
Maybe Elizabeth is her real name. She was, like, she's one of my favorites in, like, the last year, and she just got totally, like...
Yeah, I didn't see her till this morning.
Right, she was just another girl in a sparkly dress.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, but I think that's what signifies a good Met Gala. There's an abundance of glitz and glamour that people are just very middle of the pack. I mean, last year, anybody who showed up would have gotten photographed because right. 10 people showed up.
But I thought this was super A-list. Obviously, all the Kardashians being there was a huge moment, but we did miss We didn't have Taylor. There was a lot of speculation. We didn't have Beyonce. We didn't have Ariana Grande.
We didn't have Rihanna.
We didn't have Rihanna. So all the Kardashians being there, like, I do feel made up for a little bit of the lack of A-listers. Elon Musk was there. Like, it was pretty, I would say it was pretty A-list.
It was pretty A-list, except, like, and I think, but take away the Kardashians for 1 second. Not so A-list
anymore. Not at all. But I want to say one more thing.
I mean, maybe they'll upload stuff from inside, but we didn't get that many full sister moments.
No, we got all the sisters except for Kim.
And we got Kendall and Kylie.
Yes.
Double Trouble.
Yes.
What's that movie called? It Takes Two. That's what everyone was sending.
Yeah, with the hat.
Yeah, moment.
Also, I wanted to just make one more shout out, because even though I thought her outfit was offensively heinous, Lala Anthony, I was so confused. I'm like, Lala on the Vogue stream? That's like so random. I was so wrong, first of all. Let me tell you why. One, totally forgot TRL Queen. Like, she's interviewed literally every celebrity ever. So her hosting abilities were amazing. And also, she so runs in, like, such a famous crowd. She knows everyone. And everyone was like, sis. She was calling everyone her sister. This is my sister. This is my family. And, like, she wasn't even being, like, thirsty. Like, that is how it is.
Yeah.
She was not nervous for 1 second. She always had, like, the next question coming to her mouth. And so many people stopped by. They were like, I literally never do interviews at the top of the carpet, but I had to come see Lala. Like, Kim and Pete would never have done the Vogue live stream. Courtney and Travis did it. Gabrielle Union did it. So many of the celebrities were like, I had to come say hi to you. I never do this. Like, they just want to go inside. It's been, like, a long evening so far. The anxiety, they just go inside. She was incredible. I hope she gets the gig every year. She was the best host I've ever seen. Like, she should be on E! Like, she was incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible. Had to give a shout out.
Wow. I think we should just jump right in, because we're already into it and we haven't even let you know.
No.
That without further ado, because there's been a ton of ado. Here are the past 5 stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Figs. Figs is on a mission to make awesome scrubs suited for the awesome humans working in healthcare. Forget boxy, itchy cotton scrubs. Figs are engineered to be ridiculously soft and incredibly durable. Using their innovative technical comfort technology, Figs blends comfort, style, and durability into high-performance scrubs that help you perform at your best, whatever the day throws at you. So they're super functional. They focus on design, function, and comfort. They have a proprietary 4-way stretch fabric for a ridiculously soft feel. And they have to, in some of their styles, they have up to 20 pockets. Also, if you're not a nurse, because I'm obviously not a nurse, but I'm always looking for stretchy, lovely, breathable clothing to wear in my home, since my spooky, scary skeletons, unfortunately, are starting to rip. And Figs is kind of everything. Like, they're, first of all, the patterns are really, really cute. They have tons of different designs. And I just love a stretchy material to lounge around in. You can also mix and match any of their core scrubs with each other for a quick wardrobe refresh. 100% awesome core scrubs that include pants and tops in a rainbow of color options with 1 to 3 pockets for the convenient access to your everyday carry. Figs believes that the awesome humans in healthcare deserve scrubs that match. I know we have a lot of toaster nurses, so if you're just tired of the itchy scrubs, wear figs.com. Use code TOAST to get 15% off your first order. So again, that's Wear Figs, WearFigs.com. Code is TOAST for 15% off your first order. And thank you to all of our nurses who are consistently doing the most. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Pill Club. Access to reproductive health care has become much harder and unnecessarily complicated for women in recent years. You can get time and peace of mind back with Favor. Their licensed medical team puts your health first with access to affordable birth control, skin care, menstrual care, sexual wellness products, and more, all with an online subscription. So you know them formerly as the Pill Club. They are now rebranded. We love a rebrand to Favor, and they're doing everything for you for your reproductive health. The Pill Club is now Favor. They offer professionally prescribed birth control subscriptions and sexual wellness products delivered straight to your door for free. They carry over 120 FDA-approved brands. They ship to all 50 states, and most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $7 a month without insurance. Favor delivers birth control to your door for free in discreet packaging along with fun self-care goodies. Their licensed medical team is just a text away to provide you with the care that you deserve, so you can sign up for birth control in just 5 minutes, skip the office and waiting in line at the pharmacy, and get treated right. So I know so many of you are Pill Club customers and you love it. They have rebranded to Favor and they are doing the most consistently. Right now, when you go to heyfavor.com/toast, they're offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org For every Morning Toast listener who becomes a patient, your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. That's heyfavor.com/toast to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. That's heyfavor.com/toast, and you must use that link if you want to make sure the donation goes through.
Great. Thank you, Claudia.
That's beautiful.
Now it's time to launch in to the Met Gala 2022 red carpet fashion moments,
so
everything.
If you guys want to follow along with us, we are looking at the Vogue. We'll post it in our Instagram, but it is the Vogue article Met Gala 2022 red carpet fashion. They're doing, you know, a list of everyone, and we're going to go through all of them.
There's 210 people on the list. We will be skipping anyone who is deeply not someone that we know.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of saying
it. Yeah.
Okay. First up. Could talk about them for a year. Kim and Pete, Pete wearing Dior Men and Kim Kardashian in vintage Jean-Louis, also known as Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress from the 1960s from Ripley's Believe It or Not.
What's so funny to me is like the Ripley's Believe It or Not of it all, because Ripley's is like such like a, it's like a Times Square tacky branch of little Orlando.
No, it's like P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, like, and you would think a dress like this would be at like Sotheby's or something like really legit, but Ripley's, first of all, is so respectful of Kim. First of all, they totally are obsessed with her. They gave her a box of Marilyn Monroe's hair.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they're like loving this partnership. They made all this cute content on their Instagram.
Yeah, I saw the reel.
So I just wanted to say like the Ripley's element is making me giggle.
Yeah.
But to Kim, I mean, it's crazy how I literally was just, and everyone, waiting and waiting and waiting. We weren't even sure. We had never got confirmation if this was the dress she was wearing. It was just speculation. But then before she hit the carpet, Vogue released the photos. In which they say she's wearing the real dress. It looks zipped, but on the carpet she wore the real dress as well, but she wore a fur stole around the back because it didn't zip all the way.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand how in the photos on Vogue they said she's wearing the real one and it looks she shows the back and it's zipped.
Maybe it's Photoshopped.
Some movie magic.
Or maybe it's just, yeah, like, or they had something in place that made it look like it zipped. The whole putting out the picture first was very confusing. I don't think it was a mistake.
Me neither.
It was just confusing. I thought she wasn't going to walk the carpet if that's what they, if they were like putting out these
same
photos first. Maybe those photos were even taken like days ago.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know, so that she could ensure that she got the look because she wasn't sure if it was going to fit. I mean, getting, I love how open she's being about the journey to getting it to fit. She said that she had this idea to wear it. She tried it on at Ripley's 3 weeks ago. It didn't zip. She told them that she was going to lose the weight, and they were like, they didn't believe it.
Uh-huh.
And she
Ripley's, was a, believe it or not.
She said, Ripley, believe it or not, I'm going to lose 16 pounds in three weeks. And she did. And she looks amazing. She looks so skinny, so snatched. And she, but I love that she's like so open. She's like, I'm so hungry. I'm so excited to have pizza and donuts after this. But she, like she said, it's like getting into a role.
Right. So,
you know, that's how really she sees it.
So there's been like a lot of backlash, obviously, Kim, oh, you know, I haven't unrealistic, seen. Yada, yada.
Where's the backlash?
But like, you know, everywhere. I just don't ever remember seeing that backlash for, you know, Joaquin Phoenix.
Right.
Or Jared Leto. The way that Kim described it as like getting ready for a role. This is the biggest night of her year. This is like the pinnacle of all things fashion. I didn't find it offensive at all. I thought it was just quite impressive. I don't know how one person loses 16 pounds in 3 weeks, but like, somebody tell me how to do it.
No, that's, I need to go on the Kim Marilyn Ripley
never.
Diet.
I can never.
16 pounds in 3 weeks sounds good to me.
That's insane.
Insane.
Pete was there too, looking cute. He got a spray tan. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that, but he does look like tan. He has a nice glow.
Yeah, because like 2 days ago, he did this like Netflix. They honored Joan Rivers, George Carlin. It was like, it actually looked really cool. And he was on stage talking about how we got a spray tan. And I was like, you do look tanner.
That's really funny. So they were giving us so many moments. And now it kind of makes sense why they did their first red carpet a few days ago. Because like, if they did all of this for the first time, it just would have been too much, I think. But now we're almost like used to them.
Yes.
And they were giving like looking at each other like
they're so comfortable
face. They're so comfortable. They were just like parading down the carpet and it's very, very cute, but just something about, I mean, just something about it just like pulled at my heartstrings just for Kanye.
No, I know, because that was like their event.
Yeah, that was their thing.
Also, what I thought was interesting were the shoes Kim was wearing. They were like enormous clear platform like clodhoppers, but because she couldn't tailor it and she's so short, like people don't even realize. So at least her shoes were comfortable because she didn't have to wear like, you know, painfully torturous shoes.
Yeah. And then once she got up the steps, she changed into a replica of the dress that fit better, that was more comfortable, and that she could dance, eat, and party the night away.
She said she was never going to eat in the dress.
Because it's history.
She couldn't wear any body makeup, you know, her KKW body foundation,
the
shimmer. She
said not as much as she normally would.
Oh, I thought she said none.
I think she said not the body makeup I normally wear. But there's definitely some shimmer and shine.
Also, let's talk about the hair, because we were saying we hope she goes for her signature hair. And while I actually, I'm not mad to be wrong, I love the blonde, but I'm glad she didn't do like costume Marilyn Monroe bob, because
like
then
order a Marilyn wig on Amazon,
right? Because then that looks like tacky, and like she made it her own, and I actually loved the hair,
and she's staying blonde, she said.
Yes, love that for her.
I would have liked like OG original recipe Kim hair, but like this is gorgeous. There's nothing to dislike about the entire experience.
I loved every minute of it. It was well worth the wait.
Yes.
She is a queen. She owns this event. It's not a surprise that honestly no other A-listers go, because it's literally turned into the Kardashian gala.
Yeah, and I'm just glad that now they are all there and they can all enjoy in it. I just wish
I have so many thoughts on the rest of them.
So let's just do Kardashians first and then we'll get into the rest of the people.
Okay, up on my worst dress list is Kourtney and Travis.
Okay.
First of all, it was not in theme. And if you're not going to be in theme, you have to look glamorous. And it was not glamorous at all. It was quite ugly. And I hated every minute of it. When she explained it, she did the interview with Lala. And I just have to say, if Kourtney never gets invited back to the Met Gala, it's for this particular reason. She was so like, you know, when you go, it's bullshit, because it's like, it's, you know, this really pretentious affair. And you really have to like bow down and be like, this is so amazing, I'm so honored. And Kourtney wasn't doing that. Like, part of me loves her for that, but part of me knows, like, I honestly think if Anna Wintour saw her interview, she would not get invited back, because Lala was like, when you heard the theme, Steeny Lexicon, America Gilded, whatever, what did you think about? And she was like giggling, like, honestly, like, I didn't think of anything. And it was just like, it could be perceived as disrespectful, even though, like, I get it, like, this is so highbrow, it's like stupid.
Yeah.
I totally get it. But I do think, like, she didn't have any reverence toward the thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I kind of have respect for that, because, like, this event has snubbed her, like, year after year. So, like, to come in and not be, like, groveling thirsty, I have a lot of respect for. But I think that what the question Lala asked is a really good one. And this is, like, the first time in a long time where the theme is extremely tangible. And, like, you could point to something that it sparks in you, this theme. It's not like it's Comas de Garcons and we don't know
right.
what we're celebrating here.
Right.
You know?
I hated her outfit so much.
So she said that her outfit was the deconstructed version of Travis's. They're both wearing Tom Brown. And I believe in my heart that she had no say in what she's wearing.
It has nothing to do with Kourtney. I'm sure she was just happy to be invited. It is ugly.
Yeah, no, it's not for me. But they were obviously meant to be worn together. And Travis's, as an outfit alone, I do like. I think it's a nice, handsome man outfit. I like when the men are wearing, like, are in theme, a little bit, you know, fun with it, but looking classy and
white tie. That's the other thing. It's like, this event was white tie, which is even more fancy than black tie.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like a lot of the outfits didn't adhere to that like attire.
Yeah, that's true. Like, anyone who's wearing a
a short dress,
a mini dress, all
not are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know what happened.
Okay,
sorry.
Cool. All right, next Kardashian, who's up on my best dress list, is shockingly Kris motherfucking Jenner.
Like, yes.
The second she walked out of the mark, I knew the reference. I knew the moment. I loved the hair. The dress was beyond flattering. The one glove. She literally looked the best she's ever looked in her entire life. And Corey wearing blue with that yellow, it was giving, like, Belle and the Prince.
Yeah, but she was mostly giving Jackie O, which on its own, gorgeous, love it. She really nailed it, and I do think that that's a reference that, you know, it's hard to measure up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you have, like, Jackie O and Marilyn.
Yep.
And it's just really cute, like, her and Kim. I don't know if they planned it or that. It was just, like, a cute aside that they realized that they could do. Plus, it's just, like, if the theme is American icons, like, they are the two.
Yeah.
I thought it was adorable.
I loved it. Like, I just didn't see me thinking Kris Jenner. Because, you know, Kris is really interesting. She's always at the Met Gala with whichever of her daughters are going. But she's very much, like, in the background. Her outfit's just kind of, like,
are acceptable.
They're like on par. They're not like going to change lives. So you don't really expect a lot fashion wise from Kris. You know, she's really there to support her daughters, but she stole the motherfucking show.
She really did. I would have loved to see that look on any of the girls.
Same. Kylie. Kendall.
Oh.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But Kris was just perfection. Like, I cannot stress enough how weirdly she might be my best dressed.
Yeah, no, she's on my list. We will share our best and worst dressed after this, but I also need to go through everything to make sure that my list runs the gamut. So I loved Kris.
Let's go to Kendall.
Kendall, I liked. Yeah. She's always number one best dressed for me. She's not this year, but she looked very nice.
Very nice. I loved the bleach brows.
Yeah, that I felt seen.
Yeah.
No eyebrow moment.
I don't really have a lot to say. I thought it was in theme and it was pretty, but it wasn't going to change anyone's lives.
Yeah, agreed.
Then let's talk about probably the most divisive outfit.
Yeah.
Outfit on the red carpet. People were shook. People thought it was a joke. And it was Kylie's off-white wedding dress ball cap veil moment.
I, like, love it.
I know you do.
When I first saw it, I was not obsessed, but not only did it grow on me, and like, she really is the American bride. That's, I think, the reference there. Like, the ball cap, there's nothing more American than that. She had been working with Virgil since 2020 to go to the Met Gala, so it was all an homage to Virgil. But I also just loved, like, how she looked in it. I thought she looked so confident. And even like, she's been sharing a lot of like her personal journey. I thought she just looked amazing. She looked like she was having fun and she was feeling herself. And she wore the look, you know, the look did not wear her. And overall, the more I saw on her, I was just like, she looks adorable.
Okay. It grew on me, but it was ugly. I'm sorry. And I think it's awesome that she honored Virgil and that she's sharing all these text messages. And it's really beautiful. But even on the off-white Instagram, like, they weren't really explaining how it was in theme. So I didn't really feel like it was in theme. And then I didn't feel like it was particularly beautiful. Therefore, it's a no for me. It's not on my worst dress list because I agree. She wore the dress. She looked like she was having fun. And she looked cute, like, in a costumey kind of way.
Yeah.
But it is not the vibe. Sorry.
I just really liked it on her. If anybody else was wearing it, I feel like I wouldn't have liked it as much. But she just looked really happy.
I know. I think you're blinded.
And most people I'm blinded by, like, this Kylie love. You know, simpatico, hypnotico, erotico connection I'm feeling right now. But she also just, like, looked really happy, looked like herself. She just looked like a kid having fun.
She looked like a kid having fun, but it was not what it needed to be.
But also, like, knowing it's Virgil, knowing it's off-white, and that is, like, the off-white thing, like, taking things and then just, like, taking things that are classic and putting, like, the off-white spin on it. I really enjoyed it so much more than I thought that I would when I first saw it.
It was going to be a no.
In every
me.
Picture I'm seeing of her, she's just being a cutie. It's and then be also a no. The picture at the top of the steps, Kendall and Kylie together, made both of their looks make more sense.
I completely agree. And for a moment, I thought maybe Kendall was also wearing off-white, because when they were just like, you know, big black ball gown, big white ball gown, they were like yin and yang, mm-hmm. but they weren't meant to be simpatico outfits.
No, but it was a really cute moment.
And it made me like Kylie's outfit more. I agree.
Yeah. And then we had Chloe, who was wearing Moschino, who I thought looked great.
Yeah.
She was gilded. It was just, there was nothing like avant-garde or, you know, we knew about it.
Yeah.
But she looked gorgeous.
Safe.
Safe in theme.
You know what she literally should have worn? Remember when they had the Gatsby themed party and she wore that headpiece with the matching dress?
Like, yeah.
That was the vibe. I feel like she was very nervous. She was so excited to be there. And I think she just wanted to like get out unscathed. It was a very safe choice. I wasn't like sold on the ruffle, but it was cute and it was pretty and it was fine.
Yeah. And I'm sure like she felt really good in it and had a really good night partying the night away.
Yeah, and she's like fun, and I think she just wanted to get the carpet over with. She has bad anxiety. She didn't want people to like, she didn't want to do anything sort of like confusing or, you know, you need a degree in fashion to understand. Like, she just wants to look pretty, and she looks pretty.
And she looks pretty. However, all together,
no
sense.
Family
looked like a mess.
Clowns. I'm going to be honest with you. You look like fucking clowns.
But like everyone at the Met Gala, it's a clowny affair.
Yes, I was just watching this video like
and
of celebrities.
Unless they all went with the same designer, like they were going to look not cohesive.
You know, I was actually thinking how iconic it would be if they were all with the same designer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that would be. Like for a while, I felt like it was like them and Balmain, like besties, but I don't really feel like Kim wears Balmain anymore.
Well, she's like moved on to like Balenciaga. I think she's like still has love in her heart for Olivier, but
I don't think it's like her vibe anymore.
She's graduated.
So I don't know if there ever could be a world in which they all, because they all have like their different aesthetics and their different brand associations.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that it would be cool if they all did like a cohesive look, especially for the first year that they were there. But Kim needed this moment. It was iconic. Yeah. No complaints.
Maybe next year. I would absolutely love that. And any designer should like just have a Kardashian table.
Agreed.
Okay, now we're going to scroll down to Nicki Minaj, who is wearing a very Kylie look, but she's in Burberry. She's also in a ball cap. And
she's also on my worst dress list.
A big gown. I'm not loving it.
Let me tell you why. First of all, in the words of Nicki Minaj, I hate your hair and makeup today. No, her hair and makeup looks fine. I hate the hat more than anything. The dress did not fit on the live stream with Lala. She was covering her boobs. Like, it was not properly altered to fit her breasts, which is just not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hated everything about this. I thought the body jewels were really cool. She said they were done by Pat McGrath. Ooh. That was really cool. Her glam is great. Hate literally everything else about this.
Love the glam. Love the jewels. I actually have an appreciation for the hat just because it's so American. And it would be remiss, devastating, and heartbroken if no one wore a ball cap. I tried to incorporate it into their look.
Okay. Hate.
Yeah. It's hard to make a ball cap white tie, but they tried their best.
Hate.
Next, we have Lily James.
Looking, you know, really beautiful and really basic and looking like she's going to Kris Jenner's Great Gatsby themed party.
Yeah. No, I love the dress. There's nothing not to like. It's not doing anything like new, but like she looks gorgeous. I don't love the hair.
I was just going to say that maybe it's because I loved her so much as like a platinum blonde in Pam and Tommy. I thought it was like the color she should have forever. I actually really don't like this hair. I think it ages her.
Yeah, I would agree. Next, we have Normani and Christian Siriano. I think she's a lot of people's, one of their best.
Agreed. She looks amazing. Love the hat. Her body's on fleek.
Mm-hmm.
Black. They were explaining on one of the live streams, like a lot of people are wearing black and for a reason, it's in theme. So I don't really know why, but black is in theme. And I love it. Love.
Love.
It's not like life-changing, but it's really good.
You know what I like about it? It's like if you had covered the midriff, like it really could have been worn.
Right.
Back
so it's
in
a
the
modern
day.
Spin.
So it's a modern take, and it's a very much like a pop star's take.
Agreed.
On a gilded era dress.
Agreed.
The hat is extremely
gilded.
Miss Marianne.
Yeah.
From the Gilded Age. And all in all, I'm here for it.
That's actually a really good point. If you were to cover the midriff, it like could have been worn back in the day.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's very, very good.
And the makeup is sickening.
Yes. The green Next. Eyeshadow is a choice.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. No, it makes it more fun.
Right.
Next, we have Gabrielle Union in Versace.
Amazing.
Really?
And on the live stream, she looked incredible talking to Lala. There was like so much meaning behind it. It is, I love.
Did she explain the flower?
No, but she was wearing these like red, a string of red, not like pearls, but like rubies in her hair because, you know, it's like the Gilded Age. And as a black woman, like, how do you celebrate that? So it was like the blood, sweat and tears. It was really meaningful. And I think maybe the bow has something to do with that.
Yeah, the flower.
I loved it. Loved. And Dwayne Wade looked great, too.
So I love this. I'm not loving the flower like it's giving period.
Okay.
But
it's giving period piece.
Maybe that's the message.
I love
but
it.
But I love the train. I love the combination of sparkles and the feathers and everything. I agree.
Love. Then there's
and
Dwayne
then,
Wade.
Then there's Dwayne Wade.
Matching.
Also in Versace.
Sexy.
Gorgeous.
Cane. I love the cane.
We should have seen more canes.
Agreed. Cara Delevingne was, I think, the only other person who had a cane.
Next, we have Ciara and Michael Kors, and behind her, Courtney and Travis doing their tongues on the Met Gala. And I just want to say, like, I'm glad that they did
Me
that.
Me too.
Because that's what everybody wanted to see.
This is, it's okay.
She looks beautiful. She could do
right.
no wrong. But this could be worn to any event. The Grammys,
yes.
anything. She looks stunning. Not super gilded, but like...
But fine.
I would rather be a little not in theme, but looking beautiful.
Agreed.
Than the theme to a T and being a clown.
Billie Eilish. That's exactly who did that, but we'll get there.
Next, we have Sydney Sweeney and Tory Burch. And considering she's the girl of the moment, she's like, couldn't be more it. It's a little disappointing.
I completely agree. The train did come off into a mini dress, so she was giving, you know, chuggy millennial at her wedding in the after party dress. It did remind me a lot of Kim on the cover of Vogue, like the really dark eye makeup.
Yeah.
And then like the strapless. It was pretty. I saw a lot of people wearing wedding dresses, and I don't know if that means it's a part of the theme.
Is that something that's about the American anthology?
I have no idea, but this is very pretty, but very boring.
Yeah, I don't think we invented the white wedding dress. Actually, I believe it was Queen Victoria who first wore white to her wedding. So if it's an homage to Queen Victoria, then I'm here for it.
It was fine.
It was fine. I expected more from her just because, like, she
is the it girl.
There's no one more current.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think she might have, like, some sort of partnership with Tory Burch, but I thought the decision to go with Tory Burch is kind of random.
Yeah.
Because Tory Burch is very classy, very elegant, but it's not show-stopping, you know, life-changing, industry-changing.
Yeah. Next, we have Lizzo and her flute in Tom Brown.
Sickening.
Yeah.
The fact that Tom Brown made this outfit and Kourtney Kardashian's means Kourtney didn't get enough time in her meeting. You know, she's holding one of the most expensive flutes in the world. It's a $55,000 flute.
Oh, my God.
The jacket was so sick from the back. And when she took it off inside, the dress was like this deconstructed corset. Sickening from every... Sickening she nailed it.
From... visuals and also theme.
Killed with it.
The jacket is so in theme, and a deconstructed corset is so in theme, and a flute is always in theme.
Sickening. Loved this. And she also was making content in the bathroom at the Met Gala. We are grateful. She was very, like, searching for Kim. She just wanted to meet Kim. Like, we are obsessed, and she killed it.
Well, she should have been at Kourtney's table with Tom Brown, so.
Right. Even though I know they sit by designer, but I saw a picture. Maybe they all just, like, got up and changed because all the Kardashians were sitting at the same table.
Yeah. You love to see it.
Yeah.
Next, Katy Perry and Oscar De La Renta.
Jail, go to jail. This is a crime.
Every other picture that I saw, I would agree. In this picture, though, I like it more than I've liked it before.
Hate.
But it's just a lot going on.
It's giving funeral. It's giving mess. And this doesn't even look like Oscar De La Renta.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's not great. No, but you know what? It's nice to see her doing something different as opposed to being like a giant hamburger.
Agreed. And that's what she said. She's like, this is the most comfortable. She was interviewed by Vanessa, and she said, like, I'm always like doing the most. So it's nice to just be here in a dress.
Oh, that's really funny. And I feel that.
I feel that.
Next, Miranda Kerr and Oscar De La Renta.
Another wedding dress. Like, I don't get it.
Is this her wedding dress? If I were invited to the Met Gala, though, like, as a lay person.
But without, like, you know, a designer on tap.
And
to...
so many people, like, go and they have to dress themselves.
Yeah.
Like, wear your wedding dress, you guys. You totally. Really can't go wrong.
You could dye it. You know, you're never going to wear it again.
That's true. My wedding dress would be good for any Met Gala.
If it was pink.
And I have two of them, so I can go for right. 2 years, you guys.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Just in case anyone wants to invite me. But this looks like it would be her wedding dress, so... There's nothing not to like, but it's not, you know.
Changing lives.
Changing lives. Jasmine Tuks and Zuhair Mourad could be changing lives, though.
Yeah, this
gorgeous
is...
Gorgeous girl.
This is pretty sickening.
Yep. Love the gloves. The hair is so Gilded Age.
Yeah.
Love the dress. Love the color. It's
not
really,
crazy about the shoes.
It's really hard for these supermodels to mess up.
Yes, that's true, because they have such, like, deep relationships with, like, the premium designers, and they're literally models.
And
so.
They're, like, mannequins, you know?
Yeah.
Everything is just...
Works on
gorgeous them. The necklace, everything.
This is beautiful.
Beautiful. Next we have SZA and Vivian Westwood.
I like the hat.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's like funny and like dramatic, and it's like it's a costume ball, so like it's camp.
I like the beat.
That's what I was gonna say. I do not like anything else about this.
Agreed.
I really don't like neon pink and black. It reminds me of Hot Topic.
Agreed.
But the necklace is pretty.
Yeah, agreed. I would agree.
Okay.
Next, we have Karlie Kloss and Givenchy.
And she's looking camp right in the eye.
She actually looks quite dramatic for her.
Yeah, she looks like Black Swan.
I love it.
I like it too. I don't know if it's on theme.
Well, you said black is on theme. Gloves are on theme.
Yeah, I guess.
Lace, you know, this is very boudoir.
This is fine. Again, she's a supermodel, so it's really hard for her to look bad.
Agreed.
In, like, what is basically lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fine.
It's so fine. I
Not
agree.
Changing lives.
Next, we're going to scroll down a little bit to one of the men, Odell Beckham Jr. I don't know who he's wearing, but I really like it.
I like it, too. Yeah, I don't necessarily understand how it's in theme.
Agreed.
But it's really cute, and I love the necklaces. He reminds me of us with our new chains.
Totally. Totally. Okay. Next, we have Rosalia and Givenchy. I love this. I don't know if it's just this picture that's amazing. I need to see the front because the last picture I saw of the front, I like wasn't crazy about. But this from the back, it's everything.
Yeah, I can't really decide how I feel about this.
Wait, I'm like, it's moving up. It's not my best. It's not like my top three, but it's encroaching on top
three. The back is definitely the moment because from the front, I remember being like extremely underwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a thought on this, honestly. Like I can't figure out if it's like so ugly or like really beautiful.
You know what? I need to seek out one more picture in order to make. And I think it might just be a really favorable picture.
Yeah. And to show like only one picture on Vogue.com, like that's really unfair.
I know, but we would be here all day.
No, totally.
Okay. Okay, from the front, I don't love it as much.
Right, this is obviously like a very flattering picture.
Yeah, but, you know, photos, pictures worth a thousand words.
Okay, next up is Olivia Rodrigo, and I have like so many thoughts.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are like, now that she's been famous for like a good amount of time, she's done a lot of red carpets, she's been to the Grammys, this is her second Met Gala, I've come to the conclusion that like her red carpet style like sucks. It's not giving what it's supposed to be give. Like, she is this young pop star and she's just always looking like not a young pop star. And like, this dress is so fine. The gloves are fine. I actually like the hair, but it's just like, it's fine.
I like it.
But
she's another one where it's like, I would put her with a Sydney Sweeney where yes, it's like everybody exactly. should be clamoring to dress her. Like, so it's a little underwhelming, but she is on theme. And I really like it. And
I don't really like it. I kind of hate it. It's giving like cachet prom.
Okay. Okay. I don't feel as harshly towards it, but I respect that you do.
Okay.
I think you just have like really big aspirations for her.
She's new artist of the year. Like, she's the it girl of music.
Yes.
And could she be prettier?
Yeah.
No.
Next, we have Russell Westbrook.
Love.
Don't know who he's wearing, but I love it.
It's so like what a man would have worn back in the day.
This is a really great theme for the men because all they really have to do is show up in white tie, maybe put like a little flare. Some of them had a manicure, something right. like that. And you nailed it.
And I think Russell Westbrook nailed it.
Agreed.
I love this. I love the hat. I love everything. And I love the necklaces, making it more modern.
Agreed. Love. Next, Sarah Sampaio, Michael Kors.
It's so Michael Kors.
Yes, it is. And it could be worn anywhere at any time.
It actually, I'm sorry, it sucks.
Because, yeah, it's like too on the nose.
You know, but it's so boring.
Yeah.
For a supermodel.
Yeah.
Okay. We got Kendall. Oh.
We have Kendall, who we discussed, Cardi B and Versace.
Up on my best dress list.
Yeah.
I think the coolest part that I didn't even realize is like, you think those things on her arms are like cuffs. They're stacked bracelets. Like, it's so sick.
Oh, wow.
The necklace, the thing on her neck is not a collar. It's stacked necklaces. My only like little caveat to otherwise what would have been maybe one of my best dress. It looks so similar to Kendall's Balm. Was that Balm On last year?
I thought it was Givenchy.
Givenchy. The like chandelier moment that saved the... It's literally that in gold.
Yeah, but it is a different designer and it's clearly made out of like completely different materials.
No, like all the enamel Versace. It's like if you get up really close because she was on the live stream.
Yeah.
The little Versace. It's so sick. It's up there. And I love her hair too.
Yep. And it's gilded.
And it's, oh, beyond gilded. It's very on theme. This is a perfect look, honestly, because it's gorgeous, glamorous, sickening.
Agreed.
And perfectly on theme. The hair and makeup is sickening as well.
I would agree.
Great.
Next, Kylie, who we discussed. Another photo of her I'm just loving, loving, loving.
Oh, my God. I didn't even see Molly Sims. So random. I kind of love what she's wearing.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the dress, period, but like as a love for a Met Gala.
Yeah.
I do love the dress and I love the gloves.
And it's super fancy. It's white tie. The sleeves are giving like Roman gilded queen.
And the train and everything.
Love.
The cape. And you know what? I agree. You turn me around and I love the color.
Yeah, no, she looks amazing.
Yeah. Jack Harlow was there. He's really the it boy.
And he looks terrible.
He's wearing Givenchy.
It's giving nothing.
I would have loved to seen him in, you know, just
old school
white tie.
Agreed.
The coat and everything.
Hate.
Yep. Moving on, scrolling down to Kerry Washington in Tory Burch.
Very pretty.
Very pretty. She looks great.
Yeah.
She looks really great.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz.
Not in theme and not that cute.
Both wearing Valentino. They look stunning, but not in theme. I agree. But she looks great. They can do no wrong.
Yeah, but
they
like,
don't go hard. They like looking nice and beautiful.
Yeah, I guess.
They don't want to look like clowns.
I guess.
I see that for them, though. You wouldn't catch Victoria Beckham out here.
No, but you would catch Victoria Beckham in theme.
But not clowny.
At least like a small reference. No, yeah. you can be in theme and not clowny. Lily James.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian.
Yep, agreed.
This is giving like Real Housewives trip to Morocco. Like, that's what you would wear on a sand dune.
Yeah. Okay, fair. So you, a little disappointing then.
Yeah.
Cara Delevingne in Dior. I haven't had a chance to really study this one.
She's body painted, wearing nipple covers and a lot of jewels. I just can't. Like.
And she has the cane.
I don't really, it's gilded.
It is gilded. Okay, like, I don't really hate it.
I don't know.
It's a little too nude for my liking, but with the coat on, like her
I think it would have been very cool with the coat on,
like,
I have to say.
She would have been having like a masculine take on the theme with like, a, you know, some body paint.
It's just a lot. I don't know. It's not my favorite.
It's not my favorite, but it's not my least favorite at all. Okay. I have to remember to do my least favorite.
Yeah.
Next, we have Kiki Layne in Prabal Gurung, and I just fucking love.
It's perfection.
It's perfection.
The gloves, the detail, it's everything of the sort.
Just need to make a note on my best.
Yeah, that's definitely up there for best.
I love it. I love it so much. I could look at it all day.
It's really something.
It's really, really
something. The hair, the gloves, the very simple accessories. It's perfection.
Yeah. Okay, now scrolling down to Kid Cudi in Kenzo.
Oh, it's nice.
I love this.
I like this too.
Because it's gilded, but it's fun. I love the color.
Agreed.
I love it. It's in very theme good. And it's handsome.
It's handsome. I completely agree.
Wow, Chloe looks amazing.
That's a great picture of
I'm
Chloe.
I'm so happy that she like got to wear something that like you know she's feeling like the snatcher in.
Yeah, and like she would wear that to a red carpet. Like,
and
that's
I love
her vibe.
The gloves.
Yeah.
I love it. I hadn't seen this picture. She looks incredible.
So many gloves, and I loved the gloves, like the opera gloves.
I loved the gloves for everyone. Okay, next we have Gwen Stefani and Vera Wang.
Okay, it's worth noting she did her own makeup because like last minute her makeup artist bounced, and like good luck trying to find a makeup artist Met Gala Monday. And I thought her makeup looked really good, so I just wanted to say that. This is a very bad picture of it. I don't hate it.
I just don't understand it given like the theme.
Yeah.
We didn't see a lot of neon.
Right. No, I agree. But she looks pretty.
She does look pretty. And she's Gwen Stefani. So if anyone's going to shake it up, it's going to be her.
I agree. She's shaking it up, Chicago.
And she looks like she's having fun. You know what I would have done if my makeup artist canceled? I would have called like Emma Chamberlain's because you know he was done early.
Right. She got there late too, Gwen.
Yeah. You could have someone do your whole glam in the time that the red carpet is going on.
Even though I think that, yeah, actually, no, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, next Joshua Jackson and Jodie Turner-Smith.
She looks incredible.
Gorgeous.
And they were being like so annoyingly cute with Lala. Like they're obsessed. They were literally like being like Courtney and Travis, like obsessed with each other. He looks nice.
As a couple, they're looking great as a couple.
As a couple. Him on his own, like I'm not crazy about the pants.
No.
But she is a goddess. This is like maybe one of the best women outfits.
Agreed. Totally agree. Okay, next is someone who I'm also loving. Lucy Boynton, just looking like sweet as sugar.
Yeah, I totally forgot wearing. About her, like,
yeah,
as a person.
She always looks great and always on theme, never doing the most, never doing the least.
Yes, agreed. It's and perfectly mid.
I love it.
Yep.
She's just a fashion girly.
Agreed.
And she never misses.
Agreed.
Okay, now we have Dove Cameron. I'm happy that she was there because you know I'm a Dove girly, but I'm not loving this look. It looks like it came off the Descendants set.
It's messy.
But I also think she's someone who didn't have a say.
Agreed. She was just so thrilled to be invited.
And I'm thrilled for her.
Me too. And her face looks pretty. Her hair looks great.
Yeah. Next, we have the snatchler, Addison Rae.
You know, like very nice. Like
very
not...
Grammys.
Yeah, she looks better than she did last year, so she's moving on up, which is always good.
Yeah.
She looks like she was having a lot of fun in the dress.
Yeah.
It's a very flattering cut. I love a halter. It's not, you know, going to shake up the fashion industry by any means.
But nice. Like, it's like safe. You know, I feel like with a lot of these looks, it's like you don't necessarily, some people want to be avant-garde and like want to do like Cara Delevingne, like wants to do the most, doesn't want to be safe ever. But some people just like want not to end up on the worst dress list.
Agreed. And this is totally that.
100%.
I did think it was a little ill-fitting around the breasts. Like in some of the photos, it's just like material bunching up, but I think she looks very, very pretty, and she looks like herself, which is nice.
Yeah, and I'm sure she like had a great night in the dress, felt comfortable, danced the night away with her friends, and totally. I'm happy for her. Totally. I love seeing her at these events.
Agreed.
Next, we have Taylor Hill, a best dressed.
Agreed.
For sure.
Agreed.
But again, for these supermodels,
it's just not fair to put them on the best dress list, honestly.
Yeah, but it's like, why couldn't any celebrity wear what they're wearing?
No, this dress is really spectacular.
It's spectacular. The boots. Gilded Age. It's fashion. It's Met Gala. It's white tie.
Agreed.
It's gorgeous, gorgeous, girly.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, girly moment for sure.
Oh my God. We are only at number 47 out of 210. I know, and I think the episode's already an hour.
No, but you know what? Like, I feel like after 100, like, we don't know any of those people.
Okay, okay. Next, we have Awkwafina.
Jail. Next, we have Emily Ratajkowski. Also jail.
Also jail.
Cellmate with Awkwafina.
I was going to say. They could share a cell.
It's horrible.
This is one of, actually, I hadn't had a worst yet, but I need
yeah,
to start.
Yeah, Emily's up there.
I need to write
it's
this down.
It's really bad.
Yep, it's really
and
bad.
And I know that it's like very special. It's like Atelier. Versace hasn't been worn since Yasmine. I get it. It's ugly.
Agreed. Next, we have Lily Aldridge in Kite, and I'm loving it.
I didn't even see it up until now, and she's unbelievably gorgeous.
This another is, one, the supermodel that yes, is just perfectly getting on all theme. The good looks.
Agreed.
Yeah, I love it. Next, we have Simone Ashley and Moschino, Mrs.
Bridgerton.
Viscountess Bridgerton.
This was like her night because she is like the Bridgerton girly.
I didn't see her till now. I was wondering if she was there.
I have to say the Bridgerton girlies as a whole didn't really do it for me in the way that they should have, given that they wear these dresses on set
for
every
a
day.
Living.
This is fine, but it's not like she could have done more. Same with Phoebe Dynevor.
Yeah.
She was like actually bad.
Yeah. Also imagine being Phoebe and like your ex is with Kim shedding down the carpet.
Oh my God. Right. There were so many like weird moments. Kaia Gerber and Jacob Elordi and Austin Butler. Vanessa Hudgens, Austin Butler.
Yes. That's a real one because they dated for 10 years. Phoebe Dynevor and Pete dated for 10 minutes.
3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure it hurts less, but still like they're the talk of the ton.
The ton.
And you're showing up like...
Simone
Ashley having to watch
is like very meh.
Yes, but good.
Yeah.
Good. She's good. She's safe.
Agreed.
She's been marked safe.
Yeah, literally.
Next, Chloe Bailey.
Horrible.
I don't like the color. I think in a different color, I would have really liked
the
it.
The color is so tacky.
Mm-hmm. I like the neck thing.
Me too, but I hate the dress.
Yeah, agreed.
And Naomi Campbell. I didn't even
see
her.
Naomi Campbell in Burberry, loving. She always looks
agreed.
Wonderful.
Agreed.
Next, you have Dakota Johnson, Jared Leto, and Alessandra Michelle all in Gucci with the Gucci designer. Together, they look great.
Yeah, I like Dakota's. It's not, like, amazing. It's very much Taylor Swift 1989 tour.
Yes.
But it's cute.
It's cute, and it's a Dakota sandwich in this picture.
And I love Dakota. She's really, like, an it girl for me.
And I love Jared Leto. I didn't realize that he was there because everybody thinks
thought
that
he was
guy.
The other guy. Yeah, totally.
I thought that, too. Okay, next, Kate Moss.
Boring.
I like it because it's, like, a deconstructed tuxedo.
Boring.
I think that she looks good. Next, we have Future, also in, cute. Like, a... take on the tuxedo, white tie.
Cute.
Cute, yeah. Next, Maisie Williams.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her.
Maisie Williams, because she went without eyebrows.
But her outfit is great.
Yeah, it is.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Huh. Next, we have Christine Baranski, who is the Gilded Age.
Oh, right. She's Adelaide or whatever.
She's Aunt Ada.
Ada. She looks great, actually. This is obviously like a masculine take on white tie, and I think it's really pretty, actually.
Yeah, but I, like, a couple of the girlies from Gilded Age went, including Meryl Streep's daughter and including Peggy.
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't they just borrow outfits from the set? Like,
it's
come
offensive.
On.
Agreed.
That would have been so iconic.
Agreed.
Like, we literally have a show called The Gilded Age right now, and that's the theme.
Even though Meryl Streep's daughter, whose name I cannot remember,
Louisa Jacobson,
looked great.
She did. But she is the Gilded Age queenie.
Yeah.
And she didn't look so gilded.
Yeah.
Next, Eva Chen and Peter Doe. And I really like this
Me
look.
Too. And the photo Vogue is using is extremely unflattering because on the other side, it's off the shoulder.
Ooh.
And it's gilded. It's great. I love this.
Yeah, it's a combo of the men's and the women's
Exactly.
fashions. Okay, we need to move it along. Hailey Bieber in Saint Laurent. Stunning.
She's a safe
Shut
queen.
It down. She's a safe queen, but she always like looks so gorgeous. With a hint of the theme.
Agreed.
And looking like herself and like she's going to dance, comfortable, going to dance the night away.
Agreed.
I love this.
Agreed.
Love.
It's very safe. She's a safe queen.
Yes. Next, we have Arena Shake in Burberry.
Horrible.
Yeah, no, it's really, really bad.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Next, Jessica Chastain in Gucci. Not my favorite.
Not my favorite, but she looks really nice and beautiful.
Jacob Elordi giving us nothing. But
why? But he's giving us like a man's look with a little bit of sequins.
It's nothing.
I like it. He looks so handsome. Sometimes for the men, all you got to do is look sharp. But no, I know you disagree with me.
Because like for my best dressed men, it's Shawn Mendes.
Me too.
And Austin Butler, who didn't even wear classic tuxedos. So you could do so much more. I'm sorry. This is so boring. And it's, first of all, it's white tie and you're wearing a tie, which is like cocktail attire.
Okay, fine.
So it's horrible.
Horrible.
It's horrible.
I think it's safe.
Anita, best dress. Literally the pearls, the silhouette, it's everything.
Gorgeous, gorgeous girly. I love.
David Lauren, Ralph Lauren's son, jail.
Okay, but in his defense, he is literally a combination of American Anthology and Gilded Age.
Agreed.
He's got jeans on the bottom and a tuxedo on top. I actually appreciate the thought.
Madeline Petch, stunning.
Stunning.
I love it. It's
the
perfect.
The Riverdale girls like really show up.
Camila Mendes.
And they always like, they're never the best, like most memorable, but they're never the worst.
No, and they always get it on theme and they always look beautiful.
And they're always like respecting the institution.
Agreed. And I think Madeline looks.
The costume institute.
Madeline looks amazing.
Yes. Next, your favorite fashion icon.
Maggie Rogers. She looks horrible. And literally her red carpet style is probably my least favorite in all of Hollywood.
Wow, that's a big statement.
This is really bad.
You know who my least favorite red carpet style in all of Hollywood is?
Who?
Ben Platt.
Yes, I did know that. Jackie has like a hard-on for Ben Platt.
His Met Gala looks 2 years in a row are my worst.
Wow.
Lenny Kravitz.
Cute.
Yeah, cute. Very Lenny.
Phineas actually looks great. Phineas O'Connell.
That's his last name.
I guess. No, I thought it was Ferb.
I thought it was Eilish.
Oh, right. No, but her name is like Beatrice. She has like a crazy long name. He looks good, actually. Very on theme.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was real. Like, I didn't expect you to say that.
Like, I get it. I don't think it's stunning, but I get it.
Okay. Ariana DeBose in Moschino.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Perfection.
Yeah. I need to see it more close up.
Sabrina Carpenter and Paco Rabanne giving Safe Queen, giving us nothing but a little bit of something.
But I expect Safe Queen from Sabrina Carpenter.
She's just happy to be there.
Totally.
Okay. One of my biggest disappointments of the night is Megan Thee Stallion in Moschino. It's so costumey.
But that's the Moschino way.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, it's almost so costumey that it's not beautiful.
I understand.
I'm not living for this.
But that's how I feel about Ariana DeBose a little bit too. And she also went with Moschino.
I think it might be the coloring then, or like the feather shoulders. She's looking like an extra in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. But that's just the Moschino take on things.
Yeah, but I'm not here for it. Regé Jean Page giving us nothing.
Considering my bar for the men is so low, I actually do not like this.
I don't like it, especially like you were in Bridgerton. Do better.
Borrow something from the set.
100%. Oh my God, so random was Sigourney Weaver. And I just want to say, I think she might be my best dressed. I just love her so much. Like, thank you, Michael Kors, for paying homage to like one of the greatest actresses of our time who doesn't get any recognition. I fucking love Sigourney Weaver. And I think she looks sickening. Okay.
Where's the lie?
Where's the lie?
Yep.
Ooh, Mayor Adams. Wearing a jacket telling to end gun violence when he's the one who could do that, but he's at the Met Gala.
Right.
So cute.
So it's a no.
So cute. I thought that was someone else. Sorry. Oh, Winnie Harlow in Iris Van Herpen looking really cute.
Love.
I don't really understand how it would be on theme. It's giving more heavenly bodies.
It is.
But it's really pretty.
I love it so much. She's another one, like supermodels get the best looks. So easy. But I hadn't seen it from the front. I hadn't seen her red carpet pictures. I just saw like pictures of her with other people. I absolutely love and adore.
Adore.
And I might have to add it to my list.
Yeah. Now, this next person I really want your take on.
Okay.
It's Penelope Featherington.
Oh, I saw her.
What do you think about it?
So it's like not my favorite look. And as we discussed, pink and black are not my favorite combination. But I'm really happy for her, mm-hmm. even though she became extremely radical and off the rails in Bridgerton. And so she's really hard to sympathize with. Like, I'm happy that she's there. I hope that she met Kim because I know that they talk and Kim's obsessed. And obviously Kim's not going to fangirl over Phoebe.
Okay, I have to say, this might be like an extremely hot take, but I absolutely love this. First of all, The pink and the black is not bothering me. I didn't even realize it was pink and black until you just said that. And pink and black usually does bother me. I love the feathers, especially since she's the Penelope Featherington. The silhouette is so Bridgerton, the sleeves. And I just know how hard it is as a chubby girl to look good on a red carpet because designers like are not used to dressing chubby people. And I think she looks unbelievably gorgeous. Like, I'm obsessed.
You know what? The more I'm looking at it, the more I'm loving it.
She's wearing it. It's not wearing her.
You're doing great things. Keep talking. It'll be up on my best dress.
I don't know if she's blonde, but the blonde is gorgeous.
She is. When you look at her Instagram, she is not Penelope. She is Nicola.
I think this is so special, honestly. Like, I know it could be like a little clownish because it's like feathers and
But it's the costume ball.
I actually love it. It's not my best dress, but I think it deserves a moment.
You know what? It's really grown on me. I love the jewels. I do. I love the pliny pink.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Like, I just wanted to make an impact.
Look at you. Okay, next are my best dressed couple of the night. Shut it down. Everyone else go home. We have Elon and Mae Musk wearing Dior, and I'm obsessed.
I have to say, Elon's outfit is finally one person wore just men's white tie. He has the tails on. He has a white tie on. It's white tie, and that's literally what the fucking attire was, and nobody wore white tie. So kudos to Elon for just reading the invitation.
Right.
And Mae actually looks like she could be going to a gala at the Vanderbilts. Like, that is what they wore.
Yeah, I think that they look so amazing. I love that he brought his Mae, mom. Like the month, but with an E. Yes, Elon, thank you for spelling my name.
It's the first Mae.
It's the first Monday in May. Oh my God, you don't understand how obsessed I am. Like, I wish there was an account that was just like the Elon tracker at the Met. I need to know everyone that he spoke to, who he danced with. If like he's a single man right now,
right?
Who was he flirting with? We need to be looking at this carpet with a keener eye. Who would spark Elon's joy interest?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Stop.
Sorry, she was just behind him.
He was also seen mingling with Chris, of course, and Corey, of and course, Kim and Pete. And I'm sorry, those are the only people at the whole gala that I'm interested in. If you threw in Frank Catania, I would have a heart attack.
You know what? The fact that Frank Catania wasn't invited is so disgusting.
It's disgusting. Anna has no taste.
All right, next up is your favorite human being on planet Earth. It's Ben Platt. Now tell me why you hate this look so much. Because honestly, I don't mind it. Do I think it's amazing? No, it's very mid.
Honestly, I don't know why I hate it so much, because I do think if someone else was wearing it, I might feel differently.
I think you maybe hate Ben Platt.
Maybe do too, but I know that I don't like.
No, you know what? I've started to like him a lot less, only because I've heard he's like so nasty. You know, he has a policy where he doesn't take pictures with fans. Like, excuse me?
That's so rude.
Yeah.
I just like really don't like this on him, but I actually like the outfit
on someone else. I feel that for you.
I can't explain it. I feel like I might have said the same exact thing last year when he went like full 70s denim for American Lexicon,
which kind of was like on theme.
Right. The outfit was like fine. Whoever, it's not the designer's fault.
Yeah.
You know.
Next up is Billie Eilish, and I feel like this dress is so on theme. The styling is so on theme. And it is so, so ugly.
But I like the dress, like, off of her.
Yeah. No, the way my phone just cut her head off. if you guys like
okay, left. So without, okay, if you look at it headless, what do you think? It still looks like it belongs in the Costume Institute.
It looks like it's a set, a costume on the Gilded Age set.
It's Gucci, by the way. And now looking at it headless, I love
it. It's quite beautiful, but it doesn't work on Billie.
I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why.
But maybe if her hair was blonde again, but it's just not working.
Sometimes things just don't work, you guys.
Agreed.
I agree.
It's not working.
Next. Oh, I just want to talk about Shalom Harlow and Ralph Lauren, because I absolutely j'adore.
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
Me neither.
But I thought her dress was pretty.
Gorgeous.
Agreed. I think we might have reached the bottom. Is there anyone we didn't talk about? Like Phoebe Bridgers?
Talk about Kaia Gerber, who is another best dressed.
Yes, she's on my list for best dressed. Her hair was sickening the Met Gala down. I loved it. The dress was perfect. And her and Austin Butler are two of the most gorgeous people on the planet. And it's actually like not fair that they get to be together.
Yeah, but that they should be together, you know? Right. I also just want to say Alexa Chung. I don't know who she's wearing, but she's wearing like a simple wedding dress. And I think she looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's fine.
I love it.
It's pretty.
Bradley Cooper was there just like
giving nothing.
Like he just wanted a night out and wanted to meet some pretty girls.
It's giving nothing.
I hope he met someone. I think that really he was like there just to schmooze.
Chloe Fineman looked pretty. Like, I think her outfit was totally on theme, but I'm not crazy about the turtleneck.
Yeah. I think it's just too much on her, the whole thing.
Agreed. I feel like we hit everyone.
I do.
Alicia Keys. At first, I really liked it, but the more I looked at it, the New York City landscape on her cape was like giving tacky Times Square.
Yeah, sometimes it's too literal. I know. Here. You know who we didn't talk about? Who was extremely literal on theme, gorgeous, stunning, and host, Blake Lively.
Oh my
Where
God.
Where the fuck is she on Where the list? Where is she? She wasn't here.
So here's my thoughts on Blake Lively. First of all, the meaning behind her dress was perfection. It was copper and then it was green to be the Statue of Liberty. And on the train that eventually rolled out, she had all the constellations, which are on the ceiling of Grand Central.
Yes.
It was very on theme, very meaningful, and very beautiful. But am I crazy? Or has she worn that dress before? Like, it looks like every dress, she's always, like, wearing the same thing.
You're thinking she always looks the same.
Yeah. It wasn't different, but it was still really beautiful. But that's why she's not even close to being on my best dress list, because she was so the same as always.
Yeah, she was gorgeous. She was fashion. She was...
On theme.
On theme, but she was safe.
Yeah, it's just like, it's the same thing from her.
I agree. The only other person I want to talk about is Hugh Jackman, because he also borrowed Elon Musk's attire. And I think he looks wonderful.
Yeah. His wife, on the other hand, she's not a public figure, so I'm actually not going to drag her. But
Deborah Lee Furness? No, but she's having a good time. Look at that smile. She's like,
she might be having a good time, but she's not having a good hair day.
I'm here and I'm happy and I'm in Tom Ford.
Happy for her.
What could be better? Also, we didn't talk about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, which are...
Louis Vuitton. Oh, and Louis Vuitton also did Emma Chamberlain. Emma Chamberlain is really high up. She's not my best dress, but I thought she looked...
She always looks amazing, perfect. But even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
And Joe and Sophie were... No.
And they were... And it was Joe and Sophie.
No.
Oh, and then my favorite couple. We need to do favorite couples.
Okay.
My second favorite couple after Elon and May.
Mm-hmm.
Georgina Chapman and Adrian Brody.
Oh my God,
we'll never
knew?
Get sick of seeing these two.
I always forget that they're dating. Like, consistently forget.
And he's another one who just went with Gentleman's White Tie. And I'm
Perfect.
Telling you.
Perfect.
Fellas, just be in
it's
the
It's so
theme.
Easy.
It's so easy.
It's so easy. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. But like, see, seeing everyone wearing white tie, doesn't it make you think Jacob Elordi looks stupid?
Yes.
And underdressed.
Yes. You've convinced, you're doing a lot of convincing.
I've had
here
so
today.
Much time to think about the Met Gala, and I can't believe our episode's already over an hour. I have never had to pee more. Like,
I know, I drank a whole bottle of water.
No, I know.
We'll breeze through the rest of the stories, just let you know what's going on.
Okay.
We need to do our best and our worst.
Okay. So let's start with best.
I have so many. Just say all of them.
Okay. Obviously Kim.
Yes.
Chris, I actually think I like better than Kim.
Whoa.
I think, like, maybe because I was so surprised by it. Cardi B and Kaya Gerber.
Okay. My best, Rachel Hill.
Taylor Hill.
You know why I call her Rachel Hill?
I don't know.
Because she looks like Rachel Kirkconnell. They're fucking
Yeah,
twins.
They do. But her name is Taylor.
Taylor, you nailed it. Great job. Kim and Chris, for sure, as a package duo. Kiki Layne and Winnie Harlow are my best for the women. For the men, it is Elon Musk, Shawn Mendes, and Hugh Jackman.
For my best men, it is Austin Butler, Shawn Mendes.
Oh, and also in the women best, Kaya Gerber.
Yeah.
Forgot to put her down. And the only one on my worst is Emily Ratajkowski. I actually do feel like there weren't a lot of terrible.
My worst was Kourtney Kardashian and Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm pitting female rappers, Cardi and Nicki, worst and best.
There wasn't a lot of terrible amongst, like, the big celebrities. Of course, there was always people who showed up, like, how you don't know their names, looking bad. But out of the big ones, only really Emrata's a disappointment.
It's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get into the rest of the stories.
I do need to pee. I didn't even realize until you
I
said
know.
It.
I know. By the way, like, we should have peed before. I didn't realize how long this episode was going to be.
Yeah.
We'll be fine, because honestly, I think getting up will be like
make it worse. It will just flood.
We just have to like not move our bottoms.
Okay, continue on.
The rest
of people, you do the ad, I go pee, and then I'll do the next ad, and you go pee.
That's such a good idea.
Okay, talk slow.
3, 2, go. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Land. Did you know that an estimated I like how I said I had to pee, and then she gets to go, okay, bitch? Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, each bottle can be made of more than 90% water. That's a lose-lose situation for the planet. It's 2022, people. Stop wasting water and throwing out more plastic and get Blue Land's revolutionary refill cleaning system instead. Blue Land's idea is simple and beautiful. Buy the bottle once, refill it forever. No more plastic waste. The only thing you need is to discard is your outdated idea that eco-friendly products are more expensive and less effective. Just fill Blue Lens beautiful Instagrammable bottles with warm water, pop in one of the hand soap and spray cleaner tablets, and within minutes you have powerful cleaning products in the most incredible scents, such as iris agave, Perrine lemon, and lavender eucalyptus. From their best-selling cleaning essential oils, From their best-selling cleaning essential kits to their hand soap duo and plastic-free laundry and dishwasher tablets, Blue Land has something for every inch of your home, and backed by very popular demand is their toilet cleaner, tablet cleaner. Get it before it sells out again. Their stunning high-quality Forever bottles start at just $10 when you buy a kit, and they are meant to be used forever with money-saving refill tablets. I have Blue Land at home. I love their products. I think they're so eco-friendly, and they smell really good, and they work really well. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order when you go to blueland.com/toast. That's 20% off your first order of any Blue Land products at blueland.com/toast. blueland.com/toast.
I love Blue Land.
I just want to go on record saying that I was the one who had to pee, and you fucking went.
Right, but I'm a new mama.
So,
like, you know, when I need something, lickety split.
No.
Let's do a double.
No. Let's do Whirlwind story two. So let's get through story two and three.
Okay.
You have the stories.
Or why don't we just do a double?
That's not how it works.
But we could.
No,
we'll never
can't.
Know.
We can't.
We'll never know. Fine. You're just making it more difficult for yourself.
Yeah, obviously, because you went and I was the one who had to pee.
Sorry. It just seemed like, because you were doing that. It's like, whatever.
So rude.
Next up, some big news came out last night that's, just, you know, big news. The Kardashian-Jenners won in their Blac Chyna defamation trial. No damages have been awarded to Blac Chyna in her defamation trial against the Kardashian-Jenners. Chyna sued Kris, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie for $40 million for loss of earnings, more than $60 million in future earnings, and the jury ultimately decided no damages, but did find Kris, Kim, and Kylie acted to protect their own economic interest. What's also so funny is that the verdict was read yesterday.
As they were walking the carpet,
and someone asked if the girls would be attending for the verdict, and they said, no, they're in New York at some gala.
So funny. I mean, this is not surprising whatsoever. I think if you've been following the case, you know that Angela had, like, nary a leg to stand on. And this is not shocking, but always great to, you know, have the jury rule in your favor. It's never happened to me, but I imagine it feels...
I wonder if they were sweating it.
I mean, I guess, that, you know, when you go to trial, like, your lawyer knows whether or not you have, like, a chance of winning. And I'm sure their lawyers told them, like, based on all the evidence they've seen, the discovery, like, there's not a high chance.
Yeah.
But anything can happen.
But what would have happened if they hadn't wrapped the trial? Like, and yesterday they were, like, in court again doing interviews and stuff, like, witness testimony and stuff, like, and the Met Gala.
Yeah, no, that's a good question.
Or I wonder if, like, when you're going to trial, if you could be like, I need this day off, like, I'm probably going to some gala.
Yeah. I mean, trials don't go on the weekends.
Right.
But the Met Gala's on a Monday.
Right. So they could have been in court all day, but they weren't.
Also, you guys are not getting pulled over. There's a siren outside our window.
Yeah. And they're just excited that...
the Kardashians won their legal battle.
Justice prevailed.
Justice has been served.
Okay, are you ready for our next story? We also need to talk about how everyone was a Twitter about the fact that Taylor Swift might have been performing last night.
Yeah.
Though she didn't. Everyone was tracking her jet. She did land in New York. But at the time that she landed, like...
It was 4 o'clock.
All day to get ready for the Met Gala.
She could have been getting ready on the jet.
But. Right. But usually, I feel like if she were going, she would have done, like, the works. She came to New York, and then they took off to London. So that was disappointing. I really did think she was going to be making a surprise performance.
Me too.
But her film, her short film, All Too Well, will screen at New York's Tribeca Film Festival.
Oh, how cool.
Taylor Swift's latest directorial venture has landed her an invite to New York's Tribeca Film Festival. On Monday, the Decorated Film Festival unveiled the lineup for its 2022 Talks and Reunion series, and Swift's name on the list may be a surprise to some. Yeah. She will screen All Too Well, the short film, and discuss the process of bringing the 13-minute track's backstory to fruition. Titled A Conversation with Taylor Swift, the event will take place at the Beacon Theater in front of a live audience on June 11th at 3 p.m. You should try and snag yourself a ticket.
You know what? The Beacon Theater is owned by Madison Square Garden, which is where I'm performing on Thursday. Tickets available at girlsnojob.com/tour. So I feel like, you know, maybe when I get there on Thursday, I'm just going to, like, start asking around if anyone can get me a ticket.
Yeah, I do feel like as someone who has performed at the Beacon Theater, right, like, there should be an in for, like, Beacon theaters who want to, artists who want to support other Beacon Theater artists.
No, I completely agree. Because we're a small but niche and powerful community of people who performed at the Beacon Theater. And now it's nice that Taylor's going to join our club. You know, we meet up every month.
Yeah, and now it'll be you and Taylor. I mean, the short film is so darn good that it should be so at Tribeca. Good.
Yeah, but I just assumed Tribeca Film Festival was for movies like that were over an hour.
And for movies that were bad.
That too.
No, but it'll be in the shorts documentary.
Right, right. No, I love, 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 love.
And also, I'm sure it's just like this conversation. They're just like using Taylor's influence.
Obviously, to get to clout. To get
like
for,
hype for their little festival.
Yeah, little. Tiny.
Tiny, small festival.
Any ounce of Taylor I'll get, but this does mean I feel like she won't be moving out of the red era until at least June 11th. Whereas like any day now, I could wait for her to drop like 1989 Taylor's version. But if she's doing something All Too Well related in June, she doesn't mix eras. Like, that means we're still in the red TV era.
And next is confirmed 1989.
No.
Oh.
Just a thought.
Okay. I think it'll be till October till we get the next one. She loves an October drop.
She also loves a December drop because that's her birthday.
But she did November for Red.
Because Red is an autumnal album. It's Sad Girl Autumn.
I'm calling October for the next drop.
I don't know.
Then that will have been a whole year almost since Red.
That's insane. Because that then is that, insane. Then this is going to be a 6-year process. Because I'm also ready for new Taylor music. Like, forgot that's an option too.
Okay, Taylor, watch out. She's on one.
No, I'm pissed.
She's losing her patience.
And as long as I'm complaining about things from people that I love, just really quickly, I was thinking last night before going to bed how, like, we have to watch Kardashians this week and it's going to be from SNL still. Like, I'm, like, low-key annoyed. They said that there was going to be faster turnaround. And the fact that, like, so much happened last night, and when I go to watch Kardashians, it's gonna be like Travis and Courtney getting engaged. It's like, bitch, I have moved on. Like,
yeah.
I'm just, as long as I'm complaining about people I stan and respect, Taylor, move it along. Kardashians, also move it along.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're going through that.
I said what I said.
Damn. Anyways, big news for Taylor in the film space
and the gang.
And the gang. Next up, some exciting podcasting news.
Is there anything you want to say before the podcasting news?
I do. I have a lot to say, so take your time. You know, could be number one, could be number two. This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget about doom scrolling, sleeping too little, sleeping too much, undereating, and overeating. I mean, stress is a daily thing and it is extremely real. I know that both Claudia and I have dealt with stress and anxiety, and BetterHelp is an amazing resource to better yourself and your mental health. It is so important because stress shows up in all kinds of ways. And in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here's your reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy. Yes, here is your reminder. This is your sign if you have been looking for one. Claudia and I have been using BetterHelp for a very long time now, and we could not recommend it more highly. It is such a great resource. It is so accessible. They have amazing healthcare professionals, and it's just the thing you need if you are looking to better your mental health, which, you know, in these trying times is so important. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Love that. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. Morning Toast listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/toast. That's BETTERHELP.com/toast.
Gorgeous.
Sign up, better your mental health. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I didn't have time to button my pants, but it's fine.
Or wash your hands, I'm assuming.
No, of course not.
Okay. Yeah, plus the sink in that bathroom is not good. I like the sink.
Content never sleeps.
Yeah.
Bathroom's far, my God.
Yeah. Take your time. Next up, a little podcast news.
Ooh.
Laguna Beach Rewatch podcast will be hosted by Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Coletti. Laguna Beach stans will get a dose of tea from stars Kristen and Stephen in the first ever rewatch podcast for the fan favorite reality TV show from the 2000s called Back to the Beach with Kristen and Stephen. I do think they could have chosen a better name. To premiere this summer comes from podcast production company Dear Media, has ordered 40 episodes across 2 seasons. Everyone knows Laguna Beach, The Real Orange County, aired for 3 seasons on MTV.
Is that what it was called?
Yes, because it was... it was the follow-up to the OC. So it was Laguna Beach, the real Orange County. Just like
I guess I never put that together.
Just like Real Housewives, yes. the real Desperate Housewives.
I never put that together.
The show followed the lives of 8 precocious teenagers growing up in the coastal California town, including the tumultuous on-and-off romance between Kristen and Steven. You can watch the whole show on Paramount Plus. Just learn that. So
I love this for Dear Media.
I love this for Dear Media. This is now a new trend. They've done it for the OC. They've done it for The Office. Mm-hmm. And now they're doing it
they're
for
They're doing
Laguna
it for
Beach.
Twilight, which doesn't bother me
who's,
as much.
Who's the hosts?
Alice.
And?
I don't know. Some girl.
Ashley Green is doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
So I actually hate this trend.
I like the beat.
I hate this trend. Like, I think it's so lame and boring, like living in the past. Even the OC, I'm like, who cares? People seem to like it, so I'm on my own. But I don't hate it when with the Twilight thing, I just have to say.
People love Office Ladies.
It's like the number one podcast always. They're constantly beating us in the charts.
Constantly. It's like the number one comedy podcast most of the time. And I do think that's inspired a lot of other people, which I think is cool. It's a lot of homework and listening and watching and
so
stuff.
So you have to watch the episode and then listen to the podcast.
And, like, I love the OC.
But this is a proven format. Like, people fucking love it.
It's a proven format. So I think this is a great next show to do it with. I think Kristen and Steven will be really good. I'm surprised Kristen doesn't already have a podcast. She's, like, so personable mm-hmm. and she's a talker. Also, maybe this might, like, spark a romantic flame between
them.
The two.
Yeah. What is Steven up to these days?
I don't know. Maybe, like, he's probably married.
Yeah. I mean, he's desperate enough to do a podcast, so.
I don't think that he is. Like, they really could get back together.
That would be crazy if, like, that's how it ended.
Steven Coletti wife.
It would be very J-Lo and Ben Affleck, you know?
Very. Noticeably absent last night.
Yes.
Noticeably.
Yes.
She must have been really busy because she loves.
An event.
An event. And a big one like that.
Yeah, totally. Noticeably absent. Was that the fifth and final story?
You know, it was 4. I was hoping I could just get away with it. Because, why? Like, usually I pick 5 before the show, but I realized I had only picked 4.
And I mean, that's okay. This episode is literally
going
to be 2 hours long.
During, like, ad breaks and stuff, I was looking for a 5th, but it just, like, it didn't happen for me.
That's totally
And I was
fine.
Hoping, like, no one would notice if we just did 4.
Sorry, I didn't mean to blow up your spot. But
no, I guess the 5th story would be that the Redheads is dropping this week, and it's never too late to become a Redhead.
No, I think the actual 5th story would be that I'm performing at Madison Square Garden on Thursday. Tickets available at girlwithnojob.com/tour. The final show of this comedy tour, the Not Like Other Girls tour. There are a few seats available, but it's almost sold out, which is just, like, so crazy. And it's going to be, like, a toaster extravaganza. It's going to be Jackie's first show. It's going to be amazing. I know people are flying in for it. You're not going to want to miss. This is basically, like, Toast headquarters. Like, everyone's coming to town.
It's going to be Toastchella.
It's Toastchella.
We haven't had one in a while, not since the beacon.
I know.
I'm really excited for a toasty night out.
Me too. It's going to be sickening.
And you don't want to miss it. Like,
and that's,
you're going to have FOMO.
What's the website that you can get tickets? I can't remember.
Girlwithnojob.com/tour.
Right. Thank you so much.
It's hard to remember.
Girlwithnojob.com/tour. And that is our show. That was our Met Gala extravaganza. Sorry for the chaos at the end, but, like, I just didn't expect it to take so long.
No, not at all. How long has it been? Does anyone know?
An hour and a half.
Okay, that's not that bad.
No.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Melania Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us The Morning Toast and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Have an amazing day. We'll see you back tomorrow with Jackie for our final episode of the week for Hump Day.
Can't wait.
Goodbye.
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 Bibbidi bye.